Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, and be sure to buy the book. With the election coming up, you can get the free list of all the flag burners that have to be thrown out of office, and there's a lot of them. There's 125 in the Congress, and there's a 48 in the Senate. And when Alan West says there's 70 communists in the Congress, he's right on the money. And the Italian guy who wrote the Communist Playbook for infiltrating organizations, I couldn't remember his name last night, and it came to me this morning when I was having a brain rally, and that his name is Antonio Gramsci. And he wrote the book on how to infiltrate churches, governments, activist groups. Yep, so Antonio Gramsci, that was the one I was thinking of. You see, there's 17,000 dead in Syria. Why should we care? I'll tell you why we should care. There's 47,000 GIs that are missing legs. Did you see that guy that was trying out for the Olympics and he's running on two banana bands? You know, those steel banana bands? And you see him going like a bat out of hell, and now they want to outlaw guys that are on crutches. They're running too fast, and we can't have them ruining the Olympics. Yeah, give me a break, man. Come on, stop this wussy. We're going to be the wuss of A. Instead of the U.S. of A, we're going to be the wuss of A. Well, so 17,000 are dead Syrians, and the reason that Bashar al-Assad is still in office is because he's protected by the Democrat Party, or as I like to call them, the Party of Death. And I think the Pope calls them that, too. He calls them the culture of death. Yeah, they're all cultists with a culture. I remember, and I'm sure you do too, that George Bush, when he was El Presidente, found out that Nancy Pelosi was going to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, And he said, please, Nancy, don't go. You know, the State Department is running the show, and we're trying to show the Syrians that we're serious people, and they're not doing the right thing. As a matter of fact, they're bringing in all these Iranian IEDs, Nancy, and they blew 47,000 legs off American troops. So how about it, Nancy? Would you give us a break? And she said, no, I need a bigger jet to go to Damascus because I'm bringing 41 communists. And also, would you please stack the bar because we're going to be doing a lot of drinking there. The Arabs love it when we show up drunk. Yeah, the Muslims love it. Unbelievable. And so she went. But you know what? Before her, there were other Quislings. There were the three blind mice, Banya, Thompson, and McDermott. And before George Bush decided he was going to take out Saddam Hussein, these three guys ran in there to get the last bribe money. Well, we didn't take a dime. We didn't. As a matter of fact, Saddam wouldn't see us. Yeah, you know why he wouldn't see us? Because you had your hands out. Yeah, you worms. All three are flag burners and baby killers, too. Isn't that great? And they're all demo camos. Banya, McDermott, and Thompson. Yeah. For sale, the USA. Any country but mine. So, Uday Pelosi went there, and so did Dennis Kucinich. And Bill Nelson went a month before to warm up the seat for Nancy. And I did a song about Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi just wrote me a letter. And it's, you know, got to take a jet plane. And 47 toilet seats covered with Naugahyde. I forget how it rhymes, but it's good. And I also have one for Bill O'Reilly to see if he'll wear a flag pin. And that's the old Bill Bailey song, Won't You Wear Your Pin, O'Reilly. So now we've got 17,000 dead Syrians. And the Chinese Navy is on the way to link up with the Russian Navy. And the Russian Navy's got 11 ships, which should be showing up if they're not already there in the Persian Gulf. And you see, on the Arabian side, it's called the Arabian Gulf. On the Iranian side, it's called the Persian Gulf. Or the Dirty Iranian Gulf. And, you noticed that, did you get the word about the Israeli tourist tour bus that was blown up in Bulgaria by a fictitious person with a fictitious Michigan driver's license? Oh my God. Oh, FBI agent Mueller will be sending protective FBI agents to cover the mosques so there's no retaliation. Yeah, I never liked Mueller. He was too Kaliwali for me. That's Arabic for this and that. And he was appointed by Bush. And the reason I don't like Mueller is the Democrats are not complaining about him. That means he's working for them. And the Republicans aren't complaining about him either. Well, the Republicans, you know. Like I said in my show yesterday, if Jesus stood before the House and the Senate, the Democrats would call for crucifixion and the Republicans would deny knowing him. Yeah. Let me give you a little flashback. I did this on March the 26th, 2011, and it says, Libya no, Syria see. Let's see how good it is. It's 16 minutes if you want to get drunk.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party, a radio show, and the Spirit of America Party book. Hang in there. We'll do a little opening number, and then we'll hit the issue of the day. We'll open with the Cadillacs. Here's a number. No hoes, no bitches. Just guys loving girls.
I know you'd start a little flame in my heart.
the Republicans and the Democrats are playing banter. They're pulling out old quotations from Joe Biden saying that the president should be impeached for going to war without an act of Congress. And that's going to go nowhere. That's just today's news, tomorrow's trash bin. But here's what I saw in Newsmax today that bothered me, and it's Billy Crystal, who's a conservative, and he's always on Fox, and he says, say no to Palin. But Billy Crystal won't say who his choice for president is. So who is Crystal's choice? The Democrats and the Repuppies both torpedoed Sarah Palin. Chelsea was off limits. The Bush kids were off limits, and Obama's daughters and wife are off limits, but it's always open season on Sarah and her family, and the child that the pro-choice butchers never would have let see the light of day. What was her biggest crime? She wasn't dressed properly at the supermarket? That she chose to make a buck instead of welfare? That she let her daughter get pregnant and keep the kid in a society that has divorce embryos destroyed and wrong sex children aborted? That she chose to run the gauntlet alone? The only people that stayed in her corner were Mark Levin, Greta Van Susteren, Steve Malzberg, Rush, and Glenn Beck. All the others quietly backed away, including John Kerry O'Reilly. If we let an American ship that takes a torpedo hit or to sink, we are all in trouble. The American way is to stop the flooding and get back into action and win. The Tea Party must double in size. Never forget, a tea comes in all flavors. Now, ask me about Libya. It's payback Syria time. Every GI on prosthesis was maimed by Syria. The payback window is open. Libya is a sideshow. That's an act we're taking for the UN. We're the fall guys for the UN. A skeleton crew can handle Libya. One cruise missile per taxi cab is plenty. Syria needs the revolution yesterday. Open that window all the way, and then we can rescue the Iranian people. And never forget, Ahmadinejad Jad in the Purim play is Haman. From General O'Reilly to Kirsten Powers, everybody is an expert on military strategy and the Arab mindset. These people don't even have KP experience in the military, yet they are planning wars they will never fight. No one knows how Arabs think but Arabs. Yet these so-called Arabists could not tell the difference between hummus and tabbouleh. They could not even know how to wiggle the cup for more tea. Kirsten Powers, speaking for the neocons as a Democrat strategist, told Judge Napolitano Saturday that the neocons want this war. Au contraire, monsieur. This neocon wants Bush payback on Syria right now while the window is still open and before Syrian government lobbyists like Uday Pelosi and squinty-eyes bonsai boy Nelson from Florida close it and protect Bashar al-Assad, their paymaster. Bribes come in many forms. Assad is personally responsible for the combat murder of 4,500 Americans, 2,500 of whom are listed on my website by name and town. And what I've done is, everyone that fell, if he was from Massachusetts, I would put his senator who voted to burn the flag that drapes his coffin. I'd put that senator's name next to that fallen GI. Just to remind the people of Massachusetts, they got a lot of scum they're sending to Washington. So you go to my website, you'll see 2,500 names by name in town. And if you scroll down, you'll see faces. www.captainsblog.us. You look at those faces that were burned and shredded by IEDs delivered into Iraq from Syria with the new improved copper lugs from Iran. Bashar al-Assad will make whole Assyrian villages disappear. His party is the party of Saddam Hussein. His tactics are the same insane tactics. Get him now and drive a wedge into the United Muslim Brotherhood uprising. All these countries are not rising up for democracy. They are rising up for United the Jihad. This is a Castro, is not a communist, New York Times revolution stunt. America will only get the sizzle and then a stake through the heart. This Muslim president bypassed Obama bin Laden, I call him, bypassed his own party, used three communist women to start this jihad on Libya. And when I say communist, don't be thinking of some guy that's being trampled by a Cossack on horseback, begging for a loaf of bread. There are Grey Poupon communists who preach revolution from Rolls Royces. George Soros is one. Jeffrey Immelt is one. Tax-free Rolls Royce for Jeffrey. Yeah, the advisor, the financial advisor to Obama bin Laden. Let's get Bashar al-Assad now and drive a wedge into the United Muslim Brotherhood. This Muslim president bypassed his own party, used three communist women to start this jihad on Libya. Do you know that one of those women of the Troika, the communist Troika, when the Tutsis and the Hutus were slaughtering each other, and I forget who the bad guy was. I know one was innocent as a lamb, murdered in churches, which really made the communists thrill with joy. But in Rwanda, a million people died. And this bitch, who has now led the U.S. military into Libya, wanted the word genocide removed from any documents. How's that? And you know what? One day, the day will come when she wants the word American removed from any documents. Yep, we're in the hands. The communist junta is in place, my friends. You no longer have a vote. If it hasn't been bought, it's been sold. This Muslim president bypassed his own party, used three communist women to start this jihad on Libya, reported directly to the UN, the new rulers of the USA. Have you noticed all American troop deaths are now classified as NATO troop casualties? When does the flag that 48 senators voted to burn come off of coffins? Stop and think about this. When Obama came to power, he had the presidency, he had the House, he had the Senate, and American freedom hung by one vote in the Supreme Court. We never let that happen again by any party. Hang in a second, I'm going to take a break. I'm back. I hope I'm in the right place. Is this the Tavern on the Green? Okay, so where was I? This Muslim president bypassed his own party and used three communist women to start his jihad on Libya. Reported directly to the UN, the new rulers of the USA. Have you noticed all American troop deaths are now classified as NATO troop casualties? When does the flag that 48 senators voted to burn come off of the coffins? I got to take another break. I got something in my throat. When did kids stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance under the false premise that it was against their religion? Which religion? Communism? When did the tiny minority get to rule the huge majority? Who allowed it to happen? While fools debate, should salt be allowed on tables, our morally and financially weakened nation is being assaulted every hours of the day by our enemies from within. If you Google the 25 goals of a communist takeover of America, you will learn to your dismay that they have reached all of them. This time, we are out of time. When this Muslim-minded president closes down the economic ability of the Southland, the entire South, including blacks and whites, and moves our offshore oil rigs to Brazil, and lends Brazil $2 billion uncontrollable dollars, to safely drill Brazilian waters. You know you have the first president in American history who hates his own country. Going along for the ride is Jeffrey Immelt, who owns Congress like Mayor Bloomingdale owns the New York City Council. And Jeffrey pays no taxes in the USA so he can invest in Brazil and China, where the un-American chickens come home to roost. The Democrat saying rings loud and clear, any country but mine. While this charade is being played out on the media stage next to Lindsay Lohan, a tiny weak nation who is no one's enemy and has ruled Bahrain since 1793 is about to be swallowed up by Ahmadinejad and Hezbollah, and the U.S. Navy will be sent home. Iran's first foothold in the upcoming war against Saudi Arabia is Bahrain. If we don't protect Bahrain now, gas will be $10 a gallon, inshallah. And guess who's getting rich besides George KGB Soros and Jeffrey Offshore Boy? The Russians, on oil prices and AK-47 sales. Every time I see another guy shooting bullets in the air, I say, what a waste. Did you ever see an American soldier or Marine shoot bullets in the air? We count our bullets. And I hope our bullets count, especially in Syria. So, now having said that, okay, the Russians, who's benefiting? The Russians are on oil prices and AK-47 sales. And as of this blog, yesterday, the Saudis were in Russia, and guess what they were doing? My guess is they're buying nukes. The next war will be nuclear. And if a 911 attack came today, no one in Washington could handle it, even if they could come off of a month-old spring break and a carnival and baseball spring training. If America was a corporation, we would be ripe for a takeover. And never forget that this big business puppet has promised he will have a military bigger than the U.S. military. How could he do that? Only by merger and acquisition, and everybody gets blue helmets. All of America's enemies are in place to hit us hard. Don't be fooled by the golf games and junket distraction. The communist machine is running at full capacity. Judges are in place. Teachers are in place. Lawyers and millionaires are in place. The unions are in place. And lawyers and millionaires are in the House and the Senate. Your vote was canceled by money. There is more backsheesh being paid in all forms to politicians than all the bribes paid to a sheikh or a sultan in 100 years. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. One vote and $1, everybody. And when the troika takes over America, the media will tell you it is good for you. And you'll know you're finished when they come to take your guns away, so that we can be free like Syria. God the Father and Founding Fathers, forgive us. We know not what we do. Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist, Spirit of America Party radio show. Closing with the Cadillacs.
Cal Jada. Did you catch Zimmerman on Hannity? They're all making a big stink because he referenced God. And it's, God told me to kill him. He didn't say that. These people are bad news, man. As soon as you say God, they want to shut you down. Just like I told you before, if Jesus was tried in the Senate, the Democrats would vote crucifixion and the Republicans would deny knowing him. I got a picture I'm looking at. It's a mother and a father with three very handsome sons. Two are in suits and one is in a Army uniform. And he's a lieutenant. And you got to see the smiles of happiness on the whole family. They beaming. And on the back of the picture, it's from the father of three sons. And it says, Vicky and me in happier times with our three sons, Brett, Michael in his Army uniform, and Curtis. I still can't believe my son, my brave son, is sitting in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Thank you for whatever support you can send to the good folks at UAP as they fight to bring Michael home. And that's the father's name is Scott Behenna. And the Lieutenant Michael Behenna is rotting in jail, and he was put there by the politically correct communists. And he was railroaded, and his only crime was he loved this country. And that's going to happen to your son unless you put an end to these communists that vote to burn flags and kill kids. And here's a sadder one. I don't remember what Scott's sentence was. I think he got 25 years, and they cut it down to 15. And they changed the charge from premeditated murder to unpremeditated murder. I think that was his sentence. But I know this guy's sentence. Yeah, I got a picture of him. He's holding his daughter with a big smile on his face, a little daughter. She's probably about 6 years old. And in the background is his wedding picture with him and his wife. And he's black. Our daughters wrapped Derek's heart around their little fingers the moment they were born. They loved to have him steal their blankies from them and run screaming through the house, my blankie. They loved climbing over him like a jungle gym. Mostly they just love their daddy and feel they want him to come home. Thank you for helping us fight for Derek's freedom. Signed by Catherine Miller. Her husband is Derek Miller. He's black, and he got life in prison for serving his country. He's black, and he got life in prison for serving his country. Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center? Where's the ACLU? Where is Al Sharpton and Jesse James Jackson? He's black. He got life in prison. Everybody else got 10, 15, and 25 years. He's black. He got life in prison. And he doesn't deserve to be there one day. But he got sentenced because he's an American. That's his problem. He loved his country too much. They're going to make an example out of him. What are you going to do about it? There's about four guys that I know that are rotten in jail. They were convicted by PC panels. It might be Behenna here. He was convicted by seven officers who have no combat experience whatsoever. They couldn't disarm a paperclip. And that's what we got, my friends. That's why the goose that laid the golden egg is being murdered from both ends. We're taking our own country down. We're letting it happen. So say a little prayer for these guys. There's also guys who barely escaped with their lives, like Alan West, who they want to destroy because he named the 70, said there are 70 communists in the Congress, and he's right, they are. And beware of people who use the word McCarthyism. That is a muzzle word. You see, they throw out the word McCarthyism and that shuts you down. But you know what you do? You throw them back a word that means communism. How about Rosenbergism? Yeah, that's one. Remember the Rosenbergs? They sold atomic secrets. They gave atomic secrets at the Joe Stalin. They were communists. They were convicted. They were, and they got at the electric chair. They got to sit in old Sparky. I think we should bring the electric chair back. There's a private who gave out 80,000 emails that were classified, and they're giving him the Major Hassan treatment and protecting him. Yes. Beware of the muzzlers. So when they use McCarthyism as a muzzle, give it right back to them. Accuse them of Rosenbergism. So, in the meantime, should we do a tribute to the guys that are rotting in jail? Let me see if we got something for them. Oh, yeah, we got one. This is for all the GIs unjustly sentenced to prison, their lives destroyed. This is for all the border guards unjustly sentenced to prison, whose wives had to sell their homes so that they could put up a defense lawyer money. I think it's time all the lawyers work for nothing. This is for them. Rotting away in prison for being an American.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me, let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God, who comes me, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me, let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
And then we'll come back and I'll play you a little Carmen McRae. I got 143 blogs. They're mainly over the UN taking our guns away. Girls, you got to go and you got to learn. You got to join the NRA. You got to get gun practice. Because when they take your man away with his weapon, you're going to have to defend your kids. So let's see what we got here. Troops ordered to kill all Americans who refuse to turn in their guns. Everybody leaves God out of the equation like he doesn't exist. This is Waybobs wrote this. Big mistake. Repent your sins to him and ask for his help. You won't want to be on the wrong side when he has finally had enough. And I feel we're real close, and when it happens, it will be too late. And somebody also wrote, it's not the ragheads you need to worry about, it's your own government. Yes, that is true. That is true. What did Cicero say? The enemy within the gates is more dangerous than an army outside. Let's see what else we got here. And you know what? Calling on God for help is not a bad idea, and it's a lot cheaper than going to a shrink. Besides, how do you know the shrink is not more crazy than you? Let's see, here's a guy that's commenting on, let's be honest about outsourcing. Well, then how about if we buy our Olympic uniforms from a USA company and our flags and our T-shirts with the flag or American Eagle and picture on it and not from Vietnam or Pakistan, but with the Made in USA label and the material that they are made out of originating from one of our factories too. You know, you saw the North Carolina go down. They were big in that industry, the textile industry, and they went down. They slammed to the ground, and there was nobody there to help them from the communist government of the United States. Maybe bring a Nike shoes and Wrangler jeans back home. Now, that would be an investment. I made a suggestion the other night, and you know what it was? Anything that's made 100% in USA and is and is marked correctly should be sales tax free. You want to give you want to create the incentive to buy American, no sales tax on 100% made in USA, not 99%, not 90, 100%. So when you go to buy that $30,000 GM car and you lift up the hood and the alternator has a Made in China sticker on it and the water pump has a Made in China sticker on it, you say, listen, I want to buy this vehicle, but I want it 100% made in the USA because I don't want to pay sales tax. So get me an American water pump and an American alternator and I'll buy the truck from you. Yeah. And wait till you see the look on the faces of the government. Oh, and what did I say about those textile factories down in the Carolinas? Who put them out of business? You don't think there was an EPA slime ball walking around, huh, checking the ground for oil leaks? And there's an article on oil coming out of the Dakotas. The people in the Dakotas are they're up to their ears in oil. And rooms that used to rent up for $300 a week are now renting for $3,000 a week. And the strippers that used to make $200 a night are making $2,000 a night. I think I'm going to go up there and strip. Yeah, you know that joke? You know that joke? Who gave you the dime? And they all gave me a dime. I can't tell you that joke. I'm bound by the Boy Scout oath to be above board and not to be compromised. Here's one. Chris Matthews can't understand why conservatives keep bashing the perfect American. Chris Matthews, I call him Chris Matthews Rasvanjani. I'll tell you what I don't like about Chris Matthews. In the Battle of Fallujah, there was a young Marine, 19 years old. And he just lost two buddies in the building that they just came out of, and they were in another building. And he came across a senior citizen, Al-Qaeda, who was twitching, and he finished him off. And standing behind him as he finished him off was an NBC cameraman whose name was Kevin Seitz. And if you've seen his picture, he looks like a 60s hippie. was a young guy, and he filmed the GI finishing off the Al-Qaeda. And then NBC ran with it and said, look at what these Marines are doing. And then, what's his name, the real snake from Chicago that's been in business too long, in the government business too long, Dick Durbin, they call him Turban Durbin. Dick Durbin accused the Marine Corps of being murderous. But I never seen Dick Durbin hold up the picture of a beheaded Marine being held by the short hair at a bridge by a Muslim, a bad Muslim, one of those few bad Muslims. Yeah. I never seen Dick Durbin shed a tear for that picture. And I'm sure that the head that was in that guy's hand was seen by his mother, or was prevented, or his mother was prevented from seeing it by others who loved her. Yeah, Dick Durbin. Carlos the Jekyll Levin from Michigan. He, you know what he does when he's not lying in the Senate? He's making phony driver's licenses for bad Muslims. Bad, naughty Muslims. Unbelievable. Wait till they find out what this guy's real name is that wiped out a whole busload of Jewish people. Wait till they find out what his real name is. He went under a French name from Louisiana with a Michigan driver's license. Now, how did he get the idea to do that? Huh? Oh, he was reading comic books one day. Yeah. He was in a madrasa where they have printing machines. Okay, let's see. We'll go back to troops ordered to kill. I hate the way they do. You know what they do? I got to tell you, the communists do. They always put we're not letting you open this to protect you. If it's conservative, you get that warning, you know. You have to enable the links. Okay, in response to Ernesto Che Santanas, you're damn straight they are, but my question is, should we bow down to Sis Napolitano and Eric Holder? They got to go. They got, you know what? They should be on they should be wearing suicide watches. And they should be on a suicide watch because we're going to eject them in 4 months. All of this crap is leaving. I don't know, they're going to have to send in more dumpsters to Washington because there's a lot of crap, a lot of garbage is going to be thrown out. Should we allow them to scare us? Yes, they do scare us, but just be careful what you say in writing. They already have records on who each and every one of us are. Don't be minions, be patriots. We have a constitution behind us. They are just bastardizing it. If they stay in power, they will come after us. I'm not going to fail out of dedication to my country or my constitution for that reason. My father is a Marine. I am his legacy. I will not stand down. I'll tell you how this is going to go. Want me to tell you how it's going to go if it gets nasty? If it gets nasty, and they start coming around and rounding up guys because they're pro-American, they're going to shut down everything, and communications amongst each other are going to be a zephyr, as they say in Arabic, zero. There's going to be no way that you're going to be able to organize. They'll break up anything to get started. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Everybody's going to go single cell. Single cell, no telegraph. And God help anybody that's hurt this country. I don't want to see that day. I want to see the ballot as freedom's bullet. And I want to see everybody shot out of office by pulling a lever. The lever says, get out and don't come back. And take your crap with you. And there should be only one term per termite. We don't need these so-called experts running this country for a big fat pension over as long as they choose to stay. Forget about it. Give them one term and get out. Okay, he totally dislikes it. This guy totally is a retired military co-worker. Asked a retired military co-worker about it, who was from the Atlanta area, And he said that GS-16 is full of it. He totally dislikes the current administration and shape the country is in, so he has no reason to lie about it. And that's Moonlight, Mr. Moonlight. I just checked out Fort McPherson in Atlanta on the web. According to their homepage, it's a new VA hospital. Not that I believe it, just wanted you to know. They say it is. And maybe they're going to experiment with the unborn. Hitler did it. The Supreme Court did it. Yep, and this guy's saying, I hope you, they're pushing the American people to rise up in arms. And the guy says, I hope you will join us. When we got to go underground. They're talking about, do you know how to use a ham radio? Yeah. They're talking about getting ham radios. A treaty does not trump the Constitution. He can enact it, and that will be our duty to put that action down. Wrong. If Harry Reid didn't bring it to a vote, which he won't since it would lose, the president has to renounce the treaty, which Obama won't. So it will go into the effect until it is renounced or voted down in the Senate. Explanation here. And then they refer to Dick Morris, who chimed in on it. I'll tell you something. One thing you should know, when this government doesn't want to do something, when this government has an international situation where they don't want to do anything about it, they refer it to the UN. Okay? So now the UN had a resolution today to sanction Syria for crimes against humanity. And China and Russia vetoed it. They voted it down. And the United States says they were shocked and appalled, and they're outraged. Ooh, I love that outrage. It really sends tingles up Chris Matthews' leg. Well, going back to Chris Matthews, and they tried it. So what they did, Kevin Seitz shot that GI, and then they labeled the GI a murderer, and they tried him on Marine killing NBC. They tried him in the media, and they brought, this really killed me, they brought on a colonel who was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and he turned on that private, and he called him jazzed up. He's jazzed up. How jazzed up would you be, huh? Probably you watch the two guys from your platoon go to jail for shooting back. Then you watch two guys get blown away. And now you've got a city to take that you were halfway through it the last time, and they called off the fight because you were winning, and they made you go all the way back to the beginning, and then they negotiated some bullshit, and the negotiations failed, and then they sent you back to do it again. You know what? I think the next assault should be on the House and the Senate. Yeah, that should be the next hill that we take. Capitol Hill. And bring them all over to the other side, and let them be berm breakers. Tie them to the front of berm breakers. And the reason, they're talking about Obama's grades here, the reason his grades are locked away is because he is registered in school as a Kenyan, not a U.S. citizen. All of his funding was based on him being a foreigner. He cannot release it to us, otherwise we'd have to throw him in with his buddies in Guantanamo. I'm a girl, I am blown away every day by how stupid Obama scum has shown himself to be. No wonder he has his grades locked away in a secret place. He doesn't act like anyone with a Harvard degree. But then, if you buy it, the educational experience doesn't magically come with it. A Saudi made a $20 million donation to Harvard to buy that piece of paper, but we have yet to see it. Yeah. There's going to be trouble in River City. So let me give you a little Cal Jada. We're coming down to 7 minutes. And this is Carmen McRae, a great, a chanteuse, and Cal Jada on Vibes. Short. We only got about 4 minutes left. I wanted to mention a couple of things to you. Did you see the Iranian poster that shows an aircraft carrier being surrounded by missiles? Yep. You know, if an aircraft carrier takes a missile hit, you know, that's 5,000 guys go into the water. You don't know who's coming out. That's probably a couple of hundred planes. And that's going to be a sad day. And if there may be, there may come a time when the aircraft carrier is going to be obsolete. And I dread that day because they have done an excellent job. But if you remember the Billy Mitchell story, the Navy didn't believe in aircraft carriers. And Billy Mitchell did a demonstration where he took off from a simulated aircraft carrier and dropped a bomb on an American battleship. And for that, he was court-martialed. He didn't drop a real bomb. He did a demonstration, or else maybe they had a ship that was going to be sunk. But he proved that the carrier-based planes are going to be the thing in the future. But they didn't like that, just like the book I'm reading about a Navy admiral who didn't like the fact that Pearl Harbor was indefensible. And he voiced his opinion, and they relieved him of his command just before Pearl Harbor happened, about 9 months before. And now we got a scenario where missiles could sink an aircraft carrier. And I know what we all believe, that the Navy's got a secret weapon that'll stop those missiles from getting to them. But never can happen. Happens all the time. So think about that. And what are we going to do when that happens? How are we going to... we're going to have to change our battle tactics. We're going to have to strike first. And I hope they bring back the neutron bomb. Bush shelved it. I think we need it. I think we need fast and furious, but not led by Eric Holder. And I do believe in preemptive strikes.
Yep. It's like, you know, you take an aspirin before you get the headache. Let's see what else we got here. We'll close it with a song. We'll give you 2 minutes. Somebody Stole My Gal. No, we're not going to give you 2 minutes. Okay, if that's the way you want to be. This is the new Navy song. Now that it's the Gay Pride in Navy.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub dub just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped a towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. I didn't know there was a party going on. It was a fishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Hey, yeah. Bing bang, I saw the whole gang. The bell. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yeah.